Bilderdenken Nummer 3, a podcast by Forum and Forum Expanded. Our third podcast is a conversation with Ala Younis and Ulrich Simons, the new heads of Forum Expanded. They took over from Stefanie Schulte-Strathaus in August 2021. This is the first festival under their lead. Due to the ongoing pandemic, their work as of now definitely shaped out to be different than usual. We will talk about the plans for Forum Expanded, the challenges of planning a pandemic festival, and of course, this year's program and exhibition. The conversation took place in the middle of January 2022, after the announcement of the Forum Expanded selection. My name is Vali Djordjevic. I hope you have as much fun listening as I had talking to Ala and Uli. Let's go! I'm here with Ala Younis and Ulrich Simons, who are the new heads of Forum Expanded. And this year, Forum Expanded is your first festival together. So how are things?
Things are good. Things are good. I mean, we have just finished our selection. I mean, as you said, it was the first time that we worked together in this new sort of constellation. But we've known each other for a long time through Forum Expanded, also, you know, collaborating within Forum Expanded in different ways. And, you know, we kind of could take off from this sort of basis that we had already, which was great, I thought, and brought in a new group of people to help us select the films. And I think we, in the short time that we had, you know, only 3 months from starting to now finishing the program, I think we really grew as a group and found a really productive and, for me, also fun way, you know, to figure out what Forum Expanded will be next year.
It was very interesting time because we were, besides all the conditions that the whole world is going through, and particularly also, of course, in the case of Forum Expanded, we're paying attention to what is happening in Berlin, and it is going to affect not just the people in Berlin, but also people coming from outside, including the curators or the selection committee. So we were, besides all of that, we were also, of course, trying to find, you know, the meeting point, whether across time zones and geographies, but also interests, like what works from the backgrounds that we have, you know, that we come from, the exhaustion of like content that we have gone through, but also like our interest in other content and cinematic, you know, styles and solutions and perspectives. So it was, we can speak more about this, of course, but it was really very enriching experience.
Yeah, maybe you can say who is in the new group.
And our curators are, so besides the section co-heads, Uli Siemens and myself, Ala Younis, we have with us Maha Ma'moun, who's an artist from Cairo, and who has been in the selection committee of Forum Expanded in the past 3 years. 3 or 4 years, maybe? 3 years.
I think 4 years,
yeah. And we have Shai Hiridia from India, who's a founder of Experimenta Film Festival. And we have with us also Karina Griffith, who is a Canadian curator, but she's based in Berlin, and who was part of one of the programs of Forum last year. So yeah, we are five, and we met weekly over the past 3 months. Then we watched films together, and we were discussing all day long and across different platforms. So, yeah, our views for the upcoming Forum Expanded edition.
And we had to, maybe we can add that. I mean, a lot of this obviously happened just like we are recording now, via Zoom and other technologies, because as Ala said, we are based in different countries, continents, time zones. As Karina and me, we're based in Berlin full-time. Ala is based in Amman in Jordan. Maha is in Cairo, and Shai is in Bangalore. So it was also, the challenge was to be in one place, even a virtual place, at the same time always. But I think we managed to have some sort of, like, how should I put it? You know, it's different when you, obviously it's different when you meet online than sitting in a cinema together and watching a film. But I think we were able to adapt to that format. And I mean, it's not new to any of us anyway. It's been going on for the last almost 2 years. And I'm really happy that still, even though, you know, we were not able to meet in person a lot of the time, and some of us didn't know each other before we started working together, that we were, as I said before, really able to kind of come together as a group and find ways of exchanging and feeling connected to each other.
So that's interesting that you were all like working for 3 months like in online. Ala, what was your connection to Forum Expanded before you became section head? I know that Uli was in the selection committee before.
I was on the advisory board since around 2013, I think. And so basically I was a regular at the festival, particularly at the Forum Expanded section. And I was sometimes informed in the process of selection or recommending films or moderating panels or thinking or brainstorming with the group early in time about themes and possible, you know, possibilities of, you know, of concepts for the upcoming editions. Sometimes also like was also advising or being consulted on titles. Besides, of course, continuous relationship with Arsenal through the other projects that Arsenal is organizing. So basically the archive projects. I came to all of this through the Living Archive project, through a residency that I had in Berlin in 2012 for 3 months at Arsenal offices, and that's where we first met, Uli and I. We shared the same office, in fact.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did, I remember we did some sort of walking tour through the city together.
Yes, we did.
That was one of the first things we did.
True. Yeah, so exactly. We had walking tours, but also in the screening rooms, in the projection rooms, in the archive, and you know, in the rooms with all these reels, in the office rooms. So. And yeah, throughout the Living Archive project, and then I was also in the, like, partly in the Visionary Archive project, Arsenal's Visionary Archive project, and then most recently the Archival Assembly a project for which I co-curated with Maha Ma'moon, one of our also selection committee members. We curated the show, which was hosted at Savvy Contemporary, which was part of Archival Assembly 1. And the show was titled How to Find the Meaning in Dead Time. Yeah, so it's a continuous relationship. It just goes into a new dimension, of course, with this new position. And also more like I always felt that I'm always an insider. It's just now I feel I'm like super insider.
I also saw when I read up on your bio that you work as an artist, not just like as a curator and like selection. So how is the relationship between your artistic work and your curatorial work? Because that's a bit unusual, I think, to do both of these things on such a high level, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in fact, when I first came to Berlin, many people thought that I was a curator. So they were, especially people who were like in the Living Archive project. And then, I don't know, like a couple of years later when they saw that I saw some of my artworks, they were like, I didn't know you were an artist. Anyways, maybe it was also, so I was for a while just like, you know, either presenting myself as a curator or as an artist, depending on the context that I'm being brought into or that I've come to meet people there. It was not totally intentional. It was just coming because of the way, you know, I am in that project. And but in general, I felt I come from Jordan, where there's a lot of work that is being done or carried on the shoulders of independent artists, you know, compensating for a lot of works or kind of a lot of works or skills and sharing, tasks in the scene between art administration, curatorial work, and also art production. And I have always been, you know, interested in this, what curatorial work could bring also to a person's knowledge, understanding of life, interest in views, but also solutions, art expressions, creative ideas, and all of that. And I always felt that if I'm an artist only, and since my work is also very much interested in research and or is always informed by processes of research, and it kind of also shapes what is the final object or product that comes out or output from that, from every art project. I always felt that through curatorial works, I can also be part of other people's projects and conversations and developments and presentations, and sometimes even in the production, because of the support I can bring from the projects that I create to some of these projects. So I have been always interested in that dimension, this collective aspect of, you know, moving forward in life in conversation with people of the same ideas or the same, or not necessarily same ideas of, but the same thinking and with different outputs, which has been very enriching. So that's also why we also started this publishing project called Kaifata, or How To. And it's also in collaboration with the artist Maha Ma'moon, who's also member of our selection committee. We've been working together for past decade on this publishing initiative, which is has so far produced manuals, like commissioned authors to write manuals that respond to today's needs in creative ways. So it's a undefined genre, very experimental format, pocket-sized books published so far in English or Arabic. And they, like, separate, they are published in both languages, but in separate books. We've made so far 8 books from that series, and they are all authored by either authors or writers or poets or philosophers or artists. And they all start with the question, how to something. These are all, you know, expanded spaces of not just also working with authors or with the authors of these books, but also the audiences that come to read or collect and inspect their relationships with these topics that we are presenting, but also come to us with their own questions, like their own how-to questions as well. And so it becomes more and more, you know, expandable and more open and collect. It's a, like a group work or collective work, but also collective discussion as well.
Yeah, I know. I have the one of these books, actually. Which or like one? Two. I have the How to Disappear from Haysam El-Wadani. Yes. So yeah, it's really nice. Right. And I think Natasha Sadr had the GMs I have also, but I haven't read this one. I read Haysam's.
Great. So, yeah. That's nice. No, it's really That's nice. What I'm saying. So sometimes, yeah, there are these relations that are happening already with audiences that we learn about later. I mean, we will learn about it at some point in time. It doesn't happen necessarily at the moment of the release of the book as much as in the dissemination.
No, it's a great, great project, definitely. And Uli, you were in the selection committee for a long time already, and now you are the head of the forum. So what changed? How is it different?
Yeah, what changed? I mean, yes, I've been with the Arsenal, I think, for 15 years now. I started as an intern with the forum section. I actually just was handed my a piece of paper. There was a letter written to me informing me that I had gotten the internship. Because something was digitized. So that's a historical document already from 15 years ago. And then I sort of grew into these other roles or fell into these other roles. In 2009, I started working for Forum Expanded because I felt sort of kind of drawn towards that new program that started up. It was in its second year when I started working at the Berlinale, and I found myself going to all of the events, you know, and sort of being gravitating towards what was happening there. And then I just asked Stephanie Schulte-Stratos, one of the the directors of the Arsenal and the founder, co-founder, along with Anselm Franke of Forum Expanded, whether she had a job for me. And luckily she did. And the team was very small. So at that time, I think there were four curators. And I, you know, by virtue of me being one of the only people working for Forum Expanded, I was always there when things happened. And so it was kind of a learning on the job kind of thing. You know, I got more and more involved in the curating. You know, it started with me just being there and facilitating, and then eventually being asked for my opinions as well, and then giving input, and then sort of being promoted to one of the curators. Yeah, and I have always been, just maybe a little bit what Ala said before, you know, sort of in this role of also doing the administrative work. So I do the program coordination, and I am here at the Arsenal, at the Forum Expanded office, and work with two other colleagues with all the logistics and all of that. When Stefanie Schulte-Stratos decided that it was time for her to hand over this project to other people, she, I guess, felt that I was somebody who could sort of also carry on a lot of the knowledge, you know, of how this works structurally, and I've been there, as I said, for quite a long time. So my role changed at the same time very minimally and tremendously, obviously, because I feel a different sense of, that's not true. I am a bit more sort of like responsible for everything also, obviously, you know, alongside with Ala. I'm more involved in the overall shaping of the program, but my day-to-day work didn't really change at all. You know, it's basically the same. It's the same tasks, the same processes that I am in charge of, in a way. And that was also, to a certain extent, that was comforting, you know, because I kind of knew how things work, you know, what needs to be done. I didn't have to learn a lot of new things. But it was obviously also very exciting to be sort of to be challenged in a new way, you know, to think about what it is I'm also bringing to the program, and how Ala and I can work together to you know, I don't think we want to sort of redo everything here or topple everything, but of course we also want to figure out what our voice, our signature can be on the program in the years coming forward, and we are in the process of figuring that out, I would say, by, you know, creating this first program. So.
Yeah, maybe before we look what's happening going forward, we should just have a short look back, because maybe not everyone is like totally familiar with Forum Expanded and the program behind it. Yeah, I know, also talking to people, that I always have to explain, like first, what is the forum in terms of the Berlinale, and then like what is Forum Expanded in terms of forums. So you have like all these different kind of layers. So what was the need that Forum Expanded tried to fill when it was founded 2006, like you said, by Stefanie Schulte-Strathaus and Franke?
As I said, I was not around then yet, but from what I know, or...
Yeah, but you said you gravitated also towards...
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So, I mean, at that time, I think... one of the things that was striking to the forum selection committee was that there were more and more works that were submitted to the festival that were not necessarily made for a cinema context. And they felt, or Stefanie particularly felt, that there needs to be a space within a film festival for these types of works. So together with Anselm Franke, who was at that time working at KW Kunstwerke here in Berlin, an exhibition space, she organized the first Forum Expanded. You know, the name obviously, you know, harking back to expanded cinema, that form of freeing the moving image from just that single screen projection space, but not necessarily just being interested in that historical type of moving image practice. So, and they did an exhibition at KW with, I guess, I don't know how many works, maybe 10 positions. And out of that, the program or the Forum Expanded grew into a platform of for works that were sort of negotiating this border between, you know, film and what one could call the art world. It was there was a lot of discourse around, you know, how moving images can move into an exhibition space and what that means. And so that was like the first phase, I guess, of Forum Expanded. But I think this now, you know, with the proliferation of moving images everywhere, you know, that question is not really what hasn't been prevalent for a long time. So I think what Forum Expanded is now is, I mean, we still do exhibitions, so it's still about expanding, you know, the space where moving images are seen, experienced, presented within a film festival. But the program has been for a while now not so interested in these sort of questions of institutional placement so much anymore, but much more in the actual artistic practice, I would say. And there we are interested in, you know, films that push the boundaries of what the form can be, but also are, you know, that engage with contemporary, you know, problems, topics that are in the world, but in a way that could be seen as, you know, experimental or unconventional, you know, that are looking for new ways of engaging with these things through moving images. And they can do that in all forms, all lengths. You know, we have no formal restrictions in that way. So in that sense, we're trying to also be open to basically anything, you know, and always kind of rethinking what cinema, because at least for me, that is what I am looking for still, cinema, or what I'm framing my thinking around, but in a way that has no close definition of what cinema is, that it's just the space that I am in actually right now, also recording, you know, a space with a screen in front and seats in the back, and you're looking straight ahead. So
I mean, my impression looking at the Forum Expanded program is that it's quite political, a lot of the art in there. So this is definitely kind of something, because you mentioned more this experimental thing and not yet political. How would you define this, or what role does this political art play in Expanded?
I think, yeah, politics kind of course, they inform, they shape our realities, they decide many aspects of how we lead these lives. I mean, we maneuver all the way through, right? Trying to find our own position, hold on to it. First of all, find out about it, define it, grapple with it, stand up for it, all of that. While also maneuver, you know, the climates that are, you know, surrounding us. And we also understand and acknowledge that others are also coming from their own, you know, mixes of, you know, personal choices, but also the places they come from and the places they want to go to, and how much also negotiation happens in all these processes. So I think we are not like bulletproof, like we can't, like, you know, we're not really in isolation when we are looking at films, or when we are judging or trying to make a judgment whether this works or not, or this works, I mean, for us, because it can also work in other contexts or in other times or in the same place but in another time. This has happened a lot in the past, in the discussions that happened around Forum Expanded program. I remember it always happened anyways, after watching any film, like a film, many films, particularly like whether in Forum Expanded in particular or other sections in this or other festivals. So there's a lot of traces of, you know, dealing or grappling with politics that can be identified or talked about or just like taken on and just like for like that accumulate, let's say, also with there are like, yeah, layers and layers of, you know, grappling with politics and trying to understand them, work with them, against them, whatever, that we all carry as baggage with us from one project to another, from one, even from one meeting to another. And it's always interesting when we hear the views of others. And this was also like one of the learning moments, like many learning moments that we had in this selection group, where we were, you know, five different ways of looking at the same thing, you know, how each one of us can read it. And then when we are interpreting or trying to articulate how we interpret, we are in this process as well, perhaps also inflicting someone else's imagination or interpretation. And sometimes we switched roles, and, you know, if people who liked the film in the next setting, they didn't, or they were like not so much sure. And yeah, and but at the same time, yeah, it was like, it was very interesting anyways to also look at that that dimension. And I remember Shai, one of our members, that she said that this is a political program, you know. She did say that in the last meeting, whether we intended for it to be or not, it came out as a political program. And yeah, we still have to articulate around that in the text that we're going to produce, and also discussions and choices of title and all of that. But even if, yeah, there's like one imagination of it can also be, or one interpretation of the whole program and not one project or one book, one, sorry, film, that could also be someone's view of what we do.
Like Uli said, it's still a process, and you just started out, but do you have some, and maybe the two of you talked about it also, some kind of, you know, direction you want to put Forum Expanded in? Is there something you can say about your ideas about where Forum Expanded is going, and maybe also where filmmaking, this kind of in this expanded, is going from the films that you watched now?
First of all, we're very appreciative of the work that has been done so far by Stephanie and her team, or her, of course, with Anselm and the different curators that came on board throughout the years. We could see and register, first of all, the diversity and richness of, you know, of the programs that were presented, of the discussions, of the carry, people were carried with them from these encounters. And we also see, and we're part of course, all of the interesting successes, you know, of certain moments or presentations or exhibitions or openings or panels, or, and also we saw the challenging moments as well. So I'm very appreciative of all of that history, and it makes it difficult for us to invent something new, but at the same time, it's not like the challenge of just presenting something new as much as always be true to and on, you know, to that time and what is it demanding of us, you know? Is it interested in high productions or low productions? Is it like, you know, does it require a close gaze, or does it require a distant perspective, I don't know, understanding of the situation? Does it, do we need to meet in person, or do we only need to meet and something else has to happen in person? What are the topics that are still like that we want to also engage with, that are falling from the map of, you know, the film productions, but are so imminent or so important for us to keep in discussion, or also like entice people or entice imagination or discussion around them? And so I feel that whatever formats that come out of all of this, I mean, we're also interested in thinking about the formats, maintaining or also expanding formats of these encounters. We're also interested in sustaining a year through relationship with like Forum Expanded and its audience or followers or people who are interested to hear from us. And in this process, we are continuing to be, in these conversations rather than, or in these discussions, or in these, making of, or affecting, or thinking together of what is to be produced. So rather than only, it has always been this case, but it's just maybe we make it a little bit more visible. It has always been the case that, it's continuous conversations towards, the next edition of Forum Expanded. So wherever we're going, whatever that we're seeing, whatever work that is, that interests us, could also always be, thought of in the context or in relationship to what is going to happen in Forum Expanded, or possibly if it can happen at Forum Expanded. But maybe we make this journey until, all the months before, not just 3 months before, more, or not just the duration of the exhibition or the program, we make maybe more of the journey towards that moment, visible, or more people could share, in this process, could share ideas, could also be present in this process. So that's one of the aspects that we've been discussing. And these formats could happen like in an online magazine. It's already sometimes happening because there are these three presentations of some of the Forum Expanded programs, or particularly in the case of the 2020 edition, with the delays or the postponements, some projects had to take some presentations had to happen later, like a week later, one week ago we had one event happening from last year's selection. So yeah, what else, Uli?
I mean, what you said is, or what I could add is that because we are connected, or not even just connected, but embedded within, the arsenal that is an institution that does this work all year round. It's something that has been going on, as Ala said, anyway already, because that's what the arsenal does, right? The Forum and Forum Expanded are one part of what, and a crucial part of what the arsenal as an institution does year round, with the cinemas in Berlin and the big film archive and film distribution that works year round. But always looking for ways of and formats and other ways of engagement that are not just happening during the 10 days of the Berlinale or the 4 weeks that our show usually runs, is something that we are both quite interested in and wanting to, highlight also, because I think that is something that we are very well positioned to do anyway, because of all the opportunities that, the arsenal as an institution affords us by taking films that are in Forum Expanded into distribution to work further with them, by providing this incredible network all over the world of other places that, that might be interested in also not just presenting what we do, but kind of engaging with it in a way. And by that, I think, this is the continuous work of Forum Expanded, the continuous work of the arsenal, and that will inevitably shape and reshape and change and expand what we're doing, because new connections are forged, new collaborations are enabled, and so in a way, without, at least for me, maybe having like a concrete plan, 5-year plan for the future might even preclude a lot of the things that can happen along the way, and that we are trying to stay open for.
Five years. I like the 5-year plan idea. The program just got published for the Forum Expanded 2022. So what can you tell us about it? And why should your people come and see, go to Forum Expanded, when there is so much, so much other stuff to see?
Well, I think people can look forward to encountering some old friends of Forum Expanded, and some new discoveries are to be had too. I think one thing I am very much looking forward to is that for the first time, we will show a film that was made for a dome projection. So we'll be at the Planetarium in Prenzlauer Berg. The US-American artist and performer, filmmaker, Liz Rosenfeld made a film called White Sands, Crystal Foxes, and we'll show that there. And she'll also do a performance in conjunction with that. We have 3 feature films in the program and 7 programs of shorts or mid-length films. So these are the things that are happening in the cinema. And they're all great, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously. And some highlights maybe to point out are a film by Petna Ndaliku Katondolo, a filmmaker who has been in the program several times, and a filmmaker from the Congo, who engages with colonial image archives. And he made a feature film called Kumbuka, which is a very interesting examination of sort of tropes and stereotypes of the depiction of the African continent, as seen through the eyes of 2 young Congolese filmmakers who are sort of grappling with an image that was made of them. We have a few films that, interestingly enough, that deal with radiation and look into the history of nuclear power and nuclear warfare. Maybe one film to point out there is Dragon Tooth by Rafael Castanheira Barede from Brazil, who is, by way of using film and video footage that is heavily worked on and altered, is telling the story of one of the biggest nuclear disasters in the history of nuclear power, which happened in his hometown in Brazil, when a radiation therapy device was stolen from an abandoned hospital, and radioactive material inside was taken out and started to contaminate the city, and that happened in the late 80s. There are new films by Simon Liu, by Ojo Boca, Juan David Gonzalez Monroy, and Anya Doniden, and Andrew Kim. We have a film from Mohammad Reza Farzad from Iran, and we have quite a few films also that say what maybe are not dealing directly with, you know, what we have all gone through in the last 2 years, namely the pandemic, but they are hinting at it in different ways, be that by way of looking at loss and grief. I'm thinking of a work by Every Ocean Use called One Big Bag, where a so-called death doula, so a person that is basically accompanying deceased people on their last journey, and takes care of the bodies and deals with the families, the grieving families, where she is sort of explaining what she does, and she's showing all the utensils. It's a performative film. It's very touching. Or If From Every Tongue It Drips by Charlene Bambot, which is a film that was made between 3 countries, you know, through Zoom and other communication devices at a distance. And it's not just about that distance geographically, but it's also about translation and dealing with sort of multilingual contexts and trying to transpose meaning from one context to another. Yeah, so I mean, these are just some of the films that we have in the program, and there's much more to be discovered. And then there's also the exhibition, or rather the exhibitions. So we have, again, a group show with 13 works at the Silent Green, Betonhalle, the big underground space in Wedding. We're showing 10 works that were selected for the last edition of Forum Expanded and then could not be shown because of, obvious reasons. So we have these works. Among those are installations by people like Kerstin Schrödinger. We have a work by the Living and the Dead Ensemble, who were in the Forum with their film Ouverture a couple of years ago. There's works by Maya Schweitzer, by Haik Aivazian, Matthias de Groof, Grace Ndiritu, and others. And there's 3 new works that were selected and added. Among them, a work by Muskiki Chiying called The Lighting, that is a 3-channel installation dealing a little bit along the same lines as the film by Petna and Daliko Katondolo that I just mentioned, with certain power relations in representation, and specifically with how these power relations are inscribed in the technology themselves. So what does it mean to use a camera to depict a person with a darker skin? And is that camera, that sort of like a standard camera, equipped to do that accurately? And different sort of contexts are examined where these things are thought about. And one thing that I'm also particularly looking forward to is a project by the artist Siska from Lebanon, who over the last years has organized these sort of pop-up cinemas in different cities around Europe and the Middle East, and where he shows films for a few nights, and he always takes the name of a cinema that was abandoned or was, you know, doesn't exist anymore in that particular city. And we are showing a collection of neon lights, neon signs that he made for these imaginary cinemas. And I'm really excited to see those in the exhibition space. We'll also have, again, a show at Marshall McLuhan Salon at the Canadian Embassy on Leipziger Platz. This year it's by the artist Charlton Diaz, who is presenting a sort of like a queer media archaeology of the VCR tape, the VHS format. And Sabi Contemporary will also, again, be part of the program with a solo show by Pallavi Paul. And that is, she is dealing in that particular work with breath and breathing, which obviously also has sort of occupied our minds over the last 2 years in a certain way. Yeah, so this is sort of a quick overview of what we'll have in store. Yeah, we're very eager and looking forward to share these works with the audience. We're also happy, you know, that the Berlinale as a whole is able to move ahead and take place. That is a big relief.
So the Berlinale is going to happen, and what will be the circumstances actually?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this are aware of that already. So Berlinale will take place as an in-person event. The screenings will take place. The exhibitions will be accessible. There will have to be a reduction in capacity in the cinemas, and other measures will be in place to minimize possible risks for everybody involved. All the Forum Expanded screenings will happen in a cinema with an audience. We're hoping that a lot of the filmmakers will be able to come and be present and engage with the audiences as well. Because, I mean, that's what we are, that's the business that we are in, right?
Yeah.
This is what we're aiming for. This is what we're working for over the course of 1 year, for that very intense moment of exchange and of meeting, and it will, I mean, we will try to create that as much as possible,
yeah,
while at the same time obviously being concerned about the health and safety of everybody involved. So it will not be Berlinale, you know, as we knew it before 2020, but it will be as close to that as possible.
So that's also a difference, I guess, between last year when it just in winter it just happened online, and we had a summer event.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's a bit contradictory in a way to have this enthusiasm but still have to have a handbrake, yeah, because of the pandemic, but I guess.
Yes, but I personally think, or I personally can say that, you know, with this announcement, and obviously we've been working towards this behind the scenes, you know, for a while, but with this announcement, when it became clear that yes, we can go ahead and we will go ahead, it it was a big relief, and it was also sort of like a jolt of energy for everybody. And I really hope that the audiences feel the same way, and that we will have some distanced but intense encounters.
Yeah, it sounds definitely very, very exciting. Also, the program that you described. And
yeah, I think it was not easy anyways to make either the decision to move forward or to not move forward. So it is a process that is full of discussion and negotiations and calculations, and the films and the filmmakers and the safety and all of these aspects are in the center of, you know, that it's a discussion that has so many centers. So yeah, it takes time, it takes energy. We hope that it comes out as interesting as it always has been. And we learn all together from this process. We learn from the process, but we will learn as well from the moment of, you know, sharing the films with the audience and seeing the audience responses and all of that. These are also very special or very particular times. Yeah, so it is a different time from what we have, what we know, the way we know things.
Yeah, but maybe we will have a little bit of the atmosphere back, and
I'm sure there will be
see stuff in person also. It's different than looking at stuff online, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, like, it is different for some parts of the festival, but not necessarily all parts and all aspects. So there will be screenings in cinemas. Like, these are there. It's just there are some parts of the festival that are happening online, or some aspects related to repetitions or to the duration of the festival that is a little bit different. But this should not take away from the excitement of meeting or of encountering new productions, new films, and also hearing the filmmakers either through their work or, you know, through the what is possible of encounters during the festival time this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very much excited what will happen. You too, probably, most likely. So thank you for this really interesting and enlightening conversation, and we will see each other and talk more also on this podcast. So,
yes, and in the festival in February.
This was Bilderdenken, a podcast by Forum and Forum Expanded. You were listening to a conversation with Ala Younis and Ulrich Simons, the heads of the Forum Expanded program. My name is Vali Djordjevic. If you have comments or questions, feel free to drop us a line at vd@arsenal-berlin.de. Thanks for listening.